So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Our question, for better or for worse, how were you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did? A couple more of the comments here. It says, I like to plan what I'm having for supper while eating breakfast. Used to drive me crazy as a kid because I'm eating breakfast and my mom wanted to know what we would like for dinner. I realize I do the same thing now.
My wife absolutely does that. And like anything, we've been together for like 20 years, a little bit over. So it's one of those things, we simply accept each other, all right? So for the first couple of years, at breakfast, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I have no idea. It is 8:30 in the morning. I don't know. But we've come to realize she's going to ask me. She asked me this morning. Mm-hmm. It's probably closer to 9:30, but still. What should we do for dinner? She knows that I have no response. But then she will usually give like a multiple choice thing. And I'll say, you know what? That sounds good.
That's
sounds good.
Go, right. Or go no further.
Yeah.
No.
That works. We did the French onion soup the other day. Can't remember which day of the week it was. And she's like, And again, about 8:30 in the morning, which are we here for dinner? I'm like, babe, seriously, man. We go through this every day. Yeah, no, I don't know. She goes, well, I was thinking either French onion soup, said stop, done.
Yep.
And we had conversation. And it was delicious.
Here's what I can relate to. But it says, my sister and I both avoid wasting food as my parents grew up, I guess, with their parents in the war.
Sure.
Understandably, at that point in time, food was scarce. So we are brought up to not waste food. We are both also stubbornly self-sufficient, just like our dad. I will say this. I do my best. I mean, in my power, not to waste any food that I have.
Yeah, I try. There's no guarantees, but I try.
Right. I'll incorporate something into tonight that maybe I have left over from last night, or I'll bring it in for lunch or whatever. Or I'll freeze something.
Well, it's always my advice. Like, look, you know, if we're really thinking about something for dinner, if you make something where one of the ingredients can be turned into blank salad, that's a good. So chicken, I'll turn it to chicken salad. If it's shrimp, which we had part of last night, shrimp salad.
Which is like, delicious.
It is. But I'm like, look, well, because I'll take it into work, whatever the case might be. That way we don't waste it.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Emily. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my mom is super sweet. She's in her mid-70s, and she's the kind of person that her entire life, she'll help anybody she can. Whether it's family or people she just meets for the first time, they have to do something, she will drop whatever she's doing, and she'll do it, which is, you know, nice. But it got to the point that people start taking advantage of her. They always assume, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, meaning my mom, will go ahead and do this, just ask her. And they wouldn't even bother, like, checking with her first, they would just assume, hey, she's going to do it. And I found that I am the same way. I will help anybody that I can within reason, even sometimes when I can't, whether it's financial or just friends. And to the point where friends and people I just barely know will just be like, oh, well, automatically just ask Emily. She'll do it. No problem.
Is that because you have a hard time saying no? Or you just, I mean, in general, if people are asking you because they're in a difficult situation, you're going to be there to help them.
Kind of difficult situation, but also just like I used to have friends that had animals. I'm an animal person, so they'd be like, oh, hey, can you pet sit? We're going on vacation. I'm like, yeah, sure, I can play with dogs. Sweet. And it got to the point where they wouldn't even bother checking, hey, do you have plans on this weekend? They would just be like, hey, we're going out of town for, you know, X amount of days. You know, you're going to be watching the dogs or the cats or something. And I'd be like, okay. So they just started assuming little things like that. Or people would be like, well, Emily has no problem saying no because, you know, I feel guilty about it. If I can help, I can. And, yeah, I do have trouble saying no and even, like, setting up boundaries. But it's like, it's a good thing because I'm helping somebody. It's a bad thing because, you know, I know they're taking advantage of me, and it's just like, well, crap.
You're lucky that we're not dating there, Emily. I'd be like, oh, God, I'm so horny. I'm so horny right now. Come on. Help me.
So did it drive you crazy that your mom did this when you were a kid, and now you find yourself doing it, or was it just normal, par for the course?
Depending on who it was, like, there are people that, like, you need to stop doing this because, you know, I realized they were taking advantage of her. And I'm like, and they're not good people. You need to stop. You're enabling them, or it's just, you know, they're using you, and it's straight out messed up. And it drove me nuts. And now that I'm in my mid-40s, I do the same thing, and I chastise myself for it. But at the same time, I'm like, oh. Fine. Okay. Sure. Whatever.
All right. With your friends, are you able to ask for, if you needed help, are you able to ask for a favor in return? Like for the people who you pet sit for or whatever the deal is, you know, could you come over and check out my house if I'm out of town or whatever the deal is?
I feel weird because I feel like, and this is also instilled when I was a child, I feel like by doing that I'm a burden. So I have trouble asking for help, but I have no problem giving it.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. Yeah, I mean, my wife's not much. She's not definitely not an enabler, but the first couple of times that I visited her parents in Pennsylvania, if you're there, like 30 different people are going to show up at the house at some point during the day. And they sit down, and I mean, she will make food. They have coffee.
Is it a daily thing, or is it just because you guys are in town?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with us in town. I mean, half the time it's like, oh, we didn't know you guys were in town.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Other times, it's like we heard you're in town, but we heard it when we stopped by yesterday, right? So it's that kind of thing. And I'm always like, well, you know, it's kind of cool, but it's like she is the central location for the friend group without question. She's a very cordial woman, but she's also very no-nonsense, right? So it's one of those, I wouldn't even say strict, but, you know, when she's angry, she whispers. You know, one of those miles, right? So somehow it's even worse. So she's that person, but everyone adores her. Everyone's at the house all the time. I'm like, interesting. Since we've had kids, I realized my wife has taken up that mantle because my house is the central location. Like, the kids love being there, you know.
Well, that's what she grew up with. So that's her comfort zone.
That's what she does. You know what I mean? So it's just, and I'm like, that. I never would have thought that I would be in the house that is kind of the central location for all things. But like, if any kid anywhere needs anything, it's going to be my wife. You know, she's going to stuff them in the car, legally or not, just saying. But as many kids as she can fit in that car, she's the one who takes the mantle on it for all things. And I'm even like, babe, you don't need to do this. She's like, I know. And that's the entire discussion. I'm like, oh, okay.
But you that was Bernie's mom.
Really?
Yeah. And like to this day, I wouldn't say her first name, Mrs. Granzo or Mrs. G. But same thing. Like you went over there all the time. I mean, even the day he got married, me and another guy went over there that's married to one of his other sisters. And she, same thing, very nice lady, but has kind of some rules.
Yeah, oh, sure, yes, yes.
She was like, you guys, you two, you and Pat, Teddy, you better not have him drinking before the wedding. We said, Mrs. G, come on. We would not do that to you. We're in your kitchen eating breakfast. Like, get real. Yeah, we went straight from there to a bar.
Yeah, of course.
Before we went to the wedding.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But it's almost like this give and take. Like, she knew damn well.
She
like,
knows.
We didn't want to get up at 8:30 and eat a breakfast for Tata.
No. But you're going to because it's her.
To get to the fun part.
And that's my wife, man. I mean, like, she, as soon as kids walk in the house, she puts them all in one place and she has her list of rules. And they're like, you've been doing this for 9 years. Like, we know your rules, but she's going to repeat them anyway, right? So she seems stern and all that. But then at the same time, if the kids are hungry, she's like, you know where the goddamn food is, grab it.
Yeah. Well, that's
but what's funny, though, is if, like, the other kids' parents are there and they see their child, like, walk into the kitchen and grab something, like, did you ask first? And my wife's always like, do not bother me. They're not stupid. Mm-hmm. They know where the food is. They're more than welcome to eat it. Just grab it and eat.
My thing is, if my kids were spending the night or they had friends spending the night, the sleepover kind of thing, it just gave me the excuse to do pancake and bacon alarm clock. Because they could have gone to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. They could have been up all night giggling. I could hear them in there doing their thing, whatever. But, man, as soon as I start frying up bacon and start making pancakes, man, you just see these people just slowly zombieing down the steps.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting down. But I kind of like that aspect of it because that was, like, my favorite way to wake up in the morning on the weekend.
One of the benefits of my kid having a sleepover is that I will wake up to bacon, right? I mean, that's just, right? It's a guarantee because she feels the need to feed everyone, right? There's 6 kids there, whatever. By the time I roll out of bed, there's still a pound of bacon. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a weekend breakfast eater.
Like, all right.
Not during the week, but on the weekends. I mean, my buddy Jesse does it to me now. Now, he has 2 children.
Yeah, that helps.
Same thing. Like, I'll stay up a little bit later, you know, sleep in some random room or a mattress. And then next morning, you're like, now he's like cooking breakfast. I should get up.
Yeah, every time. Every time. There's bacon, there's eggs, there's pancakes, the whole nine. I'm like, all right, you know what? I can live with it. Because my only rule when I do the sleepover, I'm like, guys, you're going to do what you do. Do not remind me that you're in my house. If you do that, we're all good. Mm-hmm.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.